It's time again for the Iowa Struggle. My name is Joshua Ferguson, and I'm your host. We're talking about why I think the Elizabeth Warren campaign is an insult to the suffragettes. First, let's qualify those qualifiers. Elizabeth Warren is a United States Senator from the state of Massachusetts. She is running to be the Democratic Party's candidate to compete against Donald Trump in the November 2020 general election for the office of President of these here United States. America. The suffragettes were women who wanted the universal franchise or the right to vote for such things as who would be president in these here United States. America. Suffrage came to a culmination a century ago, this is the centennial, in 1920 with universal suffrage for women. We'll get to how those two things are linked in a moment, but first, a little bit of history. Contra pop culture and the stupid internet that's full of
nothing but lies and pictures of also lies.
The Constitution did not actually only enshrine the right to vote upon rich, white, land-owning men. In fact, the Constitution is pretty quiet on voting outside of procedural things such as the Electoral College and when electors should meet until later amendments. You see, we used to have these things called the Ninth and Tenth Amendments until FDR steamrolled over them, which basically said that if it wasn't granted to the federal government by the Constitution, they couldn't do it, and otherwise it was left up to the local jurisdictions and states, which allowed for interesting things to happen. We were a collection of states, not just one federal government with all one-size-fits-all rules. So you had different things in different jurisdictions, which is how there had some laws in the South that denied anybody the right to vote for certain reasons, and then New York, which allowed free blacks to vote as early as 1825, even if there were hurdles stopping most from practically voting, because again, 1825, and in some jurisdictions where women could vote and so on and so forth. See, universal suffrage wasn't a thing in the Constitution for the first, 70 years of the country. It wasn't until 1856 to 1860 when poor white men got the right to vote when the last states decided to stop denying it to them.
You ain't no kind of man if you ain't got land.
It wasn't a federal issue. See, it didn't become a federal issue until after the Civil War. The Civil War happened between 1861 and 1865, and then in 1868, 3 years later, the 14th Amendment was ratified, and it became a constitutional amendment that the states and government could not deny somebody the right to vote in a federal election or a state election if you were over 21, male, and a citizen. 2 years later, in 1870, the 15th Amendment was ratified, which extended that to former slaves and servants, and people of color. The only other two times that voting has been pushed in the Constitution in amendments were the 19th Amendment and the 26th Amendment. 26th Amendment being 1971, lowering the age from 18 to 21, and the 19th Amendment in 1920, which was universal suffrage for women. You see, women were the last class of people denied the right to vote over an immutable characteristic. If you were male, you could vote. If you were over 21, you could vote. And if you were a citizen, you could vote. But if you were a woman, yeah, not so much. That changed on August 18th, 1920, when Tennessee was the 36th state to ratify. And that's actually an interesting little side story. It was a Republican who introduced the amendment to Congress, and Tennessee had a 48-48 deadlock, and it was a Republican who broke the tie, allowing Tennessee to be the key 36th state, considering several southern states had voted against the 19th Amendment. It wasn't a universally accepted thing that women be allowed the right to vote. Big shock, right? The amendment was passed in Tennessee on August 18, 1920, and 8 days later, on August 26, 1920, the Secretary of State said, yes, this is a thing, and universal suffrage allowed women to vote for the first time in 1920 without any restrictions. Now, what does this have to do with Elizabeth Warren? You see, it has to do with Elizabeth Warren because her campaign is running on a perversion of the suffrage movement of give women the vote, because that's what women wanted back in the day. They wanted the vote. They wanted it universally. Now, there were women who could vote in some areas, like I said, but they wanted it to be extended to all women, which made sense. But the idea of give women the vote has been perverted to give a woman your vote. And that's not what the message should be. You see, it does not mean vote for a woman or it's a woman's turn, where it's let the best woman win, because that's the antithesis, really, of what I believe the suffragettes wanted. They wanted equality. They wanted equal rights. They didn't want deferential treatment because of their innate biology. You see, Elizabeth Warren's campaign on the 100th anniversary of universal suffrage is playing the same shtick that Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago, where it's the sort of, I'm with her, it's time for a woman. They're taking that mentality of, give women the vote to give a woman your vote. That's how you have the New York Times pushing their Elizabeth Warren / Karen, I mean Amy Klobuchar, quasi-endorsement. That's how you have New Hampshire women yelling, it's time, it's time, it's time for a woman in the White House.
It's time! It's time! It's time for a woman in the White House!
Really? Any woman? No, you don't mean any woman, because you certainly don't mean Tulsi. You sure as heck didn't mean Marianne Williamson. You absolutely wouldn't mean Nikki Haley or Ivanka. Matter of fact, no RLG or wrong D need apply. You just want a woman, provided it's an okay woman. And even then, you don't care about ideology because, well, Elizabeth Warren doesn't have any. I mean, what does Elizabeth Warren have? She looked at the 2016 campaign and she split that baby in half and decided to go half I'm with her, glass ceiling Hillary. Man, that confetti shtick did not end well for her. And half Bernie would have beat her if the DNC had kneecapped him with the help of CNN.
Very quickly, Senator, do you agree with the notion that it was rigged?
Yes.
Which, wow, she really did steal that campaign of Hillary's, didn't she? I mean, kneecapping Bernie, setting him up. I mean, she's just a terrible person. But Elizabeth Warren is running a quasi-intersectional campaign, which is really what pisses me off. Because they're not selling you on the merits, because she has no real merits. They're selling you on the fact that she's a woman and it's her turn, gosh darn it. Well, that's stupid. And it's stupid for a couple reasons, and I'll get to Warren specifically, but it's stupid for a couple reasons because it's this intersectional nonsense. Like, if I'm supposed to vote for a woman, and a woman will only vote for a woman, then I'm just guaranteeing that a man can't win, and I'm setting a society up that my sons are going to fail in by virtue of patriarchy? Yeah, I'm not going to vote against my own interests and the interests of my kids because that's stupid. And also, it sends a terrible message to my daughter saying, hey, honey, low expectations. Don't worry, you're a girl, so you can do whatever you want because people will cater to you because you're a girl. Don't worry about earning it. And that's the message. The message isn't that Warren has earned it, because Warren hasn't. The message isn't that she's a staunch fighter, because she's not. She has no real bills that she's pushed through. The message isn't that Warren's a great candidate, because she's not. She flip-flops on just about everything.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
She was Bernie Medicare for All until she became Mayor Pete Medicare for those who want it.
This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
This woman was a Republican until 1996 when she joined the Harvard faculty, and that just didn't play well. Hell, she was a Native American until Mr. DNA added her on that one.
Oh, Mr. DNA, where did you come from?
And she had to apologize to the Cherokee Nation. She lost a job to pregnancy until she didn't. She had a dad who was a janitor, except he wasn't. She submitted handed down recipes to Pow Wow Chow until it turned out those were plagiarized. I mean, she doesn't believe anything because she goes from subsidies distort the housing market and we shouldn't just screw things up back in her first book to free stuff for everybody now. Because again, she looked at what happened in 2016 and went,
very quickly, Senator, do you agree with the notion that it was rigged?
Yes.
Oh crap, I'm going to lose to Bernie if the DNC doesn't rig it in my favor, and they might do that for Biden, so I'm going to need to just co-opt everything he does. So what's her talking point?
I need you to come with
Who
me.
Who the heck are you?
I just told you that. Listen.
I'm Bernie Light? No, now it's sexism. And if you don't believe me, if you don't think she's just playing the girl card, then ask why her campaign leaked a private conversation that Bernie denies happened.
Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it.
Bernie being consistent, saying a woman could be president, going back decades.
In my view, a woman could be elected president of the United States.
But all of a sudden, we're to believe Elizabeth Warren, who has more myths and fables in her family history than Thor, the god of thunder.
Look at these lies.
This woman is allergic to the truth and consistency, but CNN took her word about something Bernie said that contradicts things that Bernie has said for the longest time.
What did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
And then they set up this fake moment after the debate where she's still mic'd and they perfectly had the camera trained on her and Bernie.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
When she called him a liar on national TV, and the CNN moderator laid that one up for her, and they just happened to release that perfectly captured audio. You know they were waiting for a soundbite for Bernie. You know where they were waiting for him to say something mean or discouraging or something snappy so they could use it against him, and it just didn't play out like they wanted it to. But what was the point of that stunt? I'm a girl and you called me a liar. You said a woman can't be president because you're mean. It's the intersectional argument. And the fact that it's based on her gender is very turfy. I mean, are you just trying to get the, just trying to herd all the turfs together to vote for you? Elizabeth Warren is just a turf herder? Is that what's happening? She's just trying to get all the intersectional women that care only about womanhood to vote for her, all the pussy hat wearing, screaming about patriarchy women to vote for her. Is that what's happening right now? Because that's what it looks like. And that's an insult to the suffragettes. Because the suffragettes wanted equality. They wanted to be seen as equals. They said, hey, look what happened after World War I when we had to join the labor force to help on the home front. We are useful people. We're more than just school moms and moms. Some of them wanted to be, some of them didn't want to be. And then we saw in World War II, Rosie the Riveter and all of that, hey, we can compete. We can do things. We're of equal value. We aren't lesser because of our gender. And Elizabeth Warren's entire campaign seems to be much like Hillary's, the most corrupt politician we saw in a lifetime, of, I'm with her. Vote for her. I care about her. She's a whammy. It's the Captain Marvel Ghostbusters 2016 playbook. It's, you're sexist if you don't vote for her. I'm not sexist necessarily. I just think she's a crap politician. I'm not voting for any socialist up there because communism is a cancer. You know, it's not that I'm not going to vote for her because she's a woman. I'm not going to vote for her because she sucks. And that's the way you should look at things. That's the way every voter should look at things. I'm not going to go, oh, my cult put somebody up, so I'm going to vote for them. Oh, my cult did, so I'm going to vote for them. No, it should be based on principles. It should be based on somewhat rigid principles, much like my coffee cup, the Reardon Steel. Let's see. Try to pour a ton of steel without rigid principles. You should have some rigid principles like liberty and freedom and the ability to choose your own destiny and the ability to compete for your own destiny and the idea that you have to kneecap somebody like Bernie because he's a man. He may be right on everything you agree with, but he's a dirty old man.
It is man!
So you're going to kneecap him in some misandrist ploy for equality of outcome, one of the most insidious things man has come up with in the last, well, forever. And it's terrible. I believe, like most anybody believes, that a woman obviously can be president or any other office. I just don't want a terrible one. I don't want any terrible politician. I want the government to be so small that it doesn't matter who our president is. You know, Elizabeth Warren's already saying she's going to stand up there and do things through executive privilege immediately. Like, just, you know, doesn't care about Schoolhouse Rock, doesn't care how bills are supposed to be formed. She's just going to be up there in her own little dictatorial stature. And that's a bad thing. I don't want Elizabeth Warren, like most people, because she's an insult to everything women have fought for the longest time. And I do take it kind of personally, because my direct ancestor fought for equality for women, fought for suffrage, fought for a lot of things going back a long time. I have one of his books behind me here on the shelf from the 1860s, a collection of newspaper articles he wrote. He believed these things a long time before they became law, a long time, generations before. And I think he was right. So the idea that Elizabeth Warren, on the centennial of the apex of the suffrage movement here in America, is running a sexist campaign saying people should vote for her because she's a woman. And remember, she may not be saying it directly, but her campaign certainly is, and they certainly aren't stepping away from it. Again, it's terrible.
That's terrible.
It's that principle of if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And that's what these women are perpetuating, which is dumb, dumb dummies voting for dumb, dumb reasons for terrible, terrible people, of which Elizabeth Warren is one.
Yes. I need everyone to stop acting like they use paint fumes for cologne.
And it's an insult to every woman out there, to my mother, to my wife, to my daughter, and it pisses me off.
I'm so pissed off right now.
That is why I think Elizabeth Warren's campaign is an insult to the suffragettes. I would say don't vote for her, but I can't tell you how to vote. So that's all I have right now. Thanks for watching, listening, or paying attention, depending on what platform you're on. Cheers.